Turkish migrant on southern border, Americans right to be concerned, no security at border. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 24, 2024. A Turkish migrant who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into the United States explained that Americans are right to be concerned by who is coming into the country. The migrant, who crossed into the U.S. through the border town of Hukumba, California, in San Diego County, told Fox News national correspondent Bill Mulligan in an interview that he had paid around $10,000 to a cartel, adding that he was shocked by the lack of security at the border. "In fact, American people is right, completely true," the migrant said during the interview. "Who comes into this country? They don't know. Okay, I'm good, but how if they're not good? How if they're killers, psychopath, else? No guarantee of that." In the interview, the man added that there had been no security check, no background check at the border. The Turkish migrant explained to Fox News that it had taken him 24 days to travel to the U.S., traveling through places such as Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, South Africa, Brazil, and Central America. Breitbart News has previously reported that the San Diego sector has recently become the busiest border crossing spot for illegal aliens. Customs and Border Protection officials said that 37,320 undocumented migrants had been apprehended by agents in the San Diego sector during the month of April. This represented a roughly 300% increase from December 2020, at which point the sector reported that 8,510 migrants had been encountered attempting to cross the border. San Diego Sector Chief Patrol Agent Patricia McGurk-Daniel said agents had apprehended 9,513 migrants during the week of April 17 to 23, according to Border Report. Due to the high numbers of migrant apprehensions, the San Diego sector was leading all nine southern border sectors during the month of April, San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond told the outlet.